Nearly back-to-back weather systems in the last few days marked the return of typical northeastern winter and its hallmarks: delays, closings, cancellations, snow emergencies, and treacherous driving conditions. By early Monday, more than a foot of snow had fallen across upstate New York, Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire. Schools throughout New York and New England delayed or canceled classes. Snow emergencies have been and are being declared in several municipalities, including Albany, where one becomes effective at 8 p.m. Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
Typically, we declare a snow emergency when we have 8 inches or more, and this storm was just under that. But because it was piled on top of the previous storm, we know that we have areas of the city where we need to get the snow cleared out and go in with our front loaders and clear that snow out and push snow back. So starting at 8 o'clock tonight, people will be parking on the even side of the street. You can go to albanyny.gov and get all of the details about the snow emergency. You can also go to our Facebook page and get information. We'll be getting it out through Nixle and to all of the different universities in the area, trying to ensure that people know that we have a snow emergency in place. And again, that'll be effective at 8 p.m.
Sheehan says once the primary focus of getting city streets clear for travelers is achieved, crews will tackle snow banks impeding pedestrian traffic, remove snow from cutouts in city streets that have islands, and clear other obstacles presented by the storm.
The way that the storm played out yesterday, it really didn't provide us with an opportunity to do anything other than plow. It was really falling at that sort of 1 inch per hour rate for a good part of the day, and then we had a little bit of a lull, and then it started up again. So that kept our crews busy. What we do now is go back, and we look to ensure that we are plowing the rights of way, taking down those snow banks. That's one of the things that we do when we do a snow emergency, is that, and it's one of the things that we take into consideration, is we look to see, because as we push snow, obviously it piles up when we get this much snow. So we go in and we take those snow banks down to the extent that we can in neighborhoods throughout the city.
There's a list of safe places for Albany residents to park at WAMC.org. Winter storm warnings have been rescinded across Massachusetts, but some bands of snow may linger. East of Worcester County, high wind warnings are up until 7 p.m., with coastal areas such as Cape Cod and Nantucket expecting gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. Governor Charlie Baker pushed back the start of the workday for state workers to 11 a.m. National Weather Service meteorologist Kimberly McMahon says residents of the Bay State can expect lingering snow, but not much more in the way of accumulations.
There's going to continue to be some gusty winds out there. That should be dying down towards the afternoon and evening. As far as upcoming weather, it looks like Massachusetts will have a nice break in precipitation all day Tuesday, and not expect any precipitation until possibly Wednesday. There may be some windy conditions that arrive with that system on Wednesday for Massachusetts and especially the Cape.
McMahon says stormy conditions will rule for the rest of the day farther up the coast, especially Maine, with heavy snow, gusty winds, and a blizzard warning in effect.
Portions of Vermont and northern New York and New Hampshire, snow will be tapering off, but as is usually the case behind these systems, the western slopes of the higher terrain of Green Mountains and the Adirondacks and even the Whites will be seeing some snow as they have the air push over the mountains and create what we call upslope. Those areas look like they could see anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, especially in the Green Mountains today, tapering off tonight. But come Tuesday afternoon, there's going to be another clipper low that will bring some more snow to the area Tuesday night into Wednesday for the most part.
The National Weather Service's winter storm warning for much of upstate New York to Maine extends into Monday evening for some areas. Meteorologists say wind gusts are expected to top out at 50 miles per hour in eastern New York. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.